The Bush administration says it's just trying to protect the Iraqi people's money. It's afraid that oil revenues that are supposed to go back to Iraqis could end up being sucked away by lawsuits. And that's why 2 months ago, George W. Bush quietly signed Executive Order 13-303. But now critics are saying that order goes too far and gives total legal immunity to anyone involved in the oil business in Iraq. Jamin Raskin is a professor of constitutional law at the American University in Washington. We reached him in Wellesley, Massachusetts.
Professor Raskin, exactly what does this executive order actually say?
Well, it's an executive order by the president that essentially declares all judicial process null and void when lawsuits are brought against persons, including corporations from the United States that are operating in the Iraqi petroleum industry. So essentially it provides a kind of blanket immunity against lawsuit to people who get involved in the business of oil production in Iraq.
A lawsuit on any grounds? I could load a tanker with Iraqi crude and then dribble it all over New York Harbor and I'd be home free?
This appears to be the result, if not the intent, of the language that's contained in President Bush's executive order. And so, essentially, if you have a lawsuit against an American actor involved in the Iraqi oil production, whether it's an employment lawsuit, a labor lawsuit, an environmental lawsuit, a business contract, a commercial matter, you would not be able to take such a lawsuit to federal court, and you would basically be at the mercy of the government to deal with your claim.
Can they do that?
You know, there's two questions. One is whether the prior legislation somehow makes this possible for the president to do. And I don't really see that. And it does not look like it implements the UN order dealing with the Iraqi oil industry. And if it's not contained in some congressional authorization, then the question is whether the president has been operating outside of his constitutional authority. Does this amount to some kind of violation of the separation of powers in that the president essentially has tried to rewrite the law himself? Or does it amount to a denial of individual due process to people who may, in fact, have legitimate grievances against businesses that are operating in the Iraqi oil industry?
Now, the administration argues, if I've got this right, that the intent here is to protect the Iraqis and their money. It's not to protect the oil companies or the oil shippers or the customers or the ad agencies or anything else like that. It's to make sure that money that is properly owed to the Iraqi people for their oil doesn't get tied up in litigation.
My reading of this executive order is that it doesn't deal at all with that question. It does not declare that the Iraqi people have an ownership interest in any profits made from Iraqi oil production. Even if the intent were to say that all profits from Iraqi oil production go to the Iraqi people, it's unclear to me why the businesses that are harvesting the oil should be immune from lawsuit from their business partners, their employees, and other people they come into contact with.
So the only reason for writing a law like this would not be to protect the Iraqi people's money. It would be to protect the profits of the offshore companies.
Yeah, I mean, there are a bunch of American corporations that are operating over there, like Bechtel or Halliburton, and they are getting large federal contracts, lots of government taxpayer money, and this executive order essentially absolves them of any legal accountability. So I don't know, but I'm just a little bit at a loss to understand how this executive order accomplishes the vesting of ownership interest in the Iraqi people.
Why would it be in the interest of the American people to give the oil companies and other corporations this kind of blank check?
You know, in fairness to the administration, there's part of the order that extends this liability waiver to the development fund for Iraq, which is supposed to be the financing instrument for post-war economic activity there. And so this would mean that the World Bank and other international financial institutions would also be exempt from legal enforcement for what they do. I mean, and I think that that seems to me to be the closest provision relating to what the administration's saying. But,
yeah, but if I'm going to wind up, if I'm going to level a lawsuit, if I'm injured or harmed in some way by industrial operations in and around Iraq, I'm less likely to be aiming my lawsuit at the World Bank than I am against the petroleum handlers.
Well, that's right. That's right. I mean, we've had an issue ever since we began this war on terrorism in earnest, which is that it's obviously required the mobilization of financial and intelligence resources on an unprecedented scale. And, you know, and I think that the American people have been willing to go along with that. But at the same time, there are lots of businesses and groups in the country that have viewed this as a money-making possibility. And, you know, this strikes me as part of that incredible overkill process where the businesses that have been profiting so much essentially got to dictate the terms of this executive order. And, you know, I say that without knowing a single thing about where it came from, but if you look at the text of it, it seems pretty clear whose interests are being served by it.
Maybe it's an oversight. There are regulations coming from the administration apparently that will clear all this up.
Well, and that's why, you know, to put the best possible gloss on it, this reminds me of what happened with the Bush administration's executive order with respect to military tribunals. When that executive order came out, it caused incredible alarm because it appeared to abrogate the presumption of innocence, the right to a jury trial, the right to unanimity in a verdict, the right to counsel, and so on. But then after there was a vigorous public discussion about it, the administration retreated somewhat and then issued regulations that made it a much more finely tuned instrument. And I hope that public consternation about this executive order will serve the same function, and they'll come back with some regulations that make clear that the intent here is just to guarantee that all profits go to the Iraqi people, if that in fact is the intent, and that American businesses operating over there are not exempt from the rule of law.
Mr. Raskin, thanks very much.
Hey, it's my great pleasure.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Jamin Raskin is a professor of law at the American University in Washington.